This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with everybody who's helping out in the coronavirus effort right now. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. By the way, we'll have some news about oil. It went up again yesterday. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like the page and then jump into the chat room so you can converse with us. Just like a whole bunch of people are in there right now. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president yesterday unveiled a new vaccine effort called Operation Warp Speed, and then later in the day, a company called Sorrento Therapeutics, which is from your state, California, announced that its antibody treatment may, in fact, kill the coronavirus. So what a day it was for news with that.
Yeah, that's really huge, Captain. Obviously, the idea of going at warp speed is, I think, pretty applicable here. That's what the president was talking about, trying to get Operation Warp Speed going, basically. And the president saying that he believed that we would have a vaccine by the end of the year. And while that may be ambitious, I would think that we certainly have to try. There's no reason not to try to get that kind of timetable. And you're right, Sorrento Therapeutics in California, they've announced that they found an antibody that perhaps could actually protect people from the coronavirus, perhaps as a prophylaxis, as they say. And then also, they're saying that it could possibly eliminate the virus within about 4 days, according to their research. So this is really huge.
Now, wouldn't you think an announcement like that would be all over the news?
One would think, because it would help to spell the end to this, you know, horrible situation that everybody's in.
And it does not fit the narrative because it does not go along with what the left wants to do, and that's create more fear.
Well, exactly right. Because what happened when there was just even the inkling that there was a drug out there already on the market called hydroxychloroquine, even if it didn't work, let's just say even if it just didn't work in the end, but the idea was that maybe it could, it shows promise. And they tried to tamp that down, Captain, like we've never seen before, only because the president was touting it, and I think they wanted it to be an anti-Trump thing.
Well, they do. And again, the other thing is, again, the left is all the left has got to promote right now is fear, and they favor lockdowns. of states, of people, over liberty and letting people get back out and do what they need to do and doing it carefully and doing the social distancing and all the sort of stuff which they'll do. If they have a choice of staying inside the house or being locked in a house, they'll certainly do that to get out and get about.
Well, right. And again, it's the fundamental difference in worldviews, I think, from the conservative versus the liberal, in this case, the far left elements of the Democrat elite. And that is that the government knows better than you do on everything. The government isn't there to provide an environment for you to make decisions that are best for you, given some basic guidelines and things that we would need, especially as we're dealing with the pandemic. But they are trying to want to essentially wrest power from the people to say, look, I mean, you people out there, you just don't know enough that you can't interpret the data the way Gavin Newsom does, evidently. And it's really starting to crack, and people are not buying this kind of stuff anymore.
Well, the other thing yesterday was the Center for Disease Control and Prevention published a list of recommendations to help the public agencies like schools and transit stations safely reopen. The guidelines, it consists of 6 sets of checklists to help different industries determine whether or not they should open. Now, one of my friends here, one of our businesses locally that's on the program weekly, and they advertise every day with us, it's the National Aviation Academy, their classes are going to start again Monday. And what they've done is they've made the classes size smaller. They've got the desks set out 6 feet apart so the students are sitting 6 feet away from each other. And in order, because of the size of the class, which is 40 students or thereabouts, instead of putting them all in one room, they got them in 2 rooms with 2 different instructors teaching the same course.
Well, see, there you go. I mean, these are the practical kind of things that follow what the CDC is talking about. And then I might also add that in our society, we know enough about this virus and how it's behaved to know that if you are in a high-risk group or if you have underlying conditions, then there may be some extra precautions that people might take or facilities might take. But the idea is that you're getting back to class. You're getting back to learning about the stuff that you're trying to learn about, at that school.
And say hello to Russia, because I just had a Facebook hello here from somebody in Moscow, and I can't even begin to pronounce his name, Anna Wajuk or something like that, and I don't even want to try the rest of it, but he's in Moscow, and he's listening to us right now on the radio.
Wow.
Well, the internet.
Well, welcome. That's far afield. That's great.
Yep. He might be with the KGB, but so what? Who cares? It's a listener. All right. I'm just kicking that can down the road. All right. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as Kyle Warren comes back and I come back. We're going to talk about, are there criminal referrals coming from the Durham probe? We'll let you know more about that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators Ag Safety Campaign.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, by the way, is a product that I've been taking for 4 years. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, give this a try. It's all natural. And if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and look at the Relief Factor 3-week quick start that's right there for $19.95. Start with that. Take it the way it says to take it. Don't skimp on how it tells you to do it. Just take it according to directions, and you'll feel much better because 83% of the people that order that product, according to Pete and Seth, stay on it. Now, we got the highest retention rate of anybody that talks about Relief Factor. Again, I am a user of Relief Factor. It's all natural. So the 3-week quick start, $19.95. The website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain? And by the way, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle, I got to say hello to some people. You ready?
Absolutely.
Want to say hello to Lynn in Colorado, who's listening. Sent me a nice email before the show and responded back. And Lynn is an avid listener every night. So hello, Lynn. Thank you very much. And I want to say howdy, howdy to the Valdosta Police Department tonight. And hope you guys all stay safe. And to my brothers at the Atlanta Fire Department that are there listening to us right now. So those are the people that wanted us to chime in. So there you go.
That's right. Hello to everybody. Welcome.
Now, Representative Congressman Devin Nunes from your state of California, correct?
That's right, yep.
Came out and said criminal referrals are coming from the probe of the Mueller investigation being done by U.S. Attorney Durham. Now, I don't know exactly where he's getting that information from, but I don't have any reason to doubt it with all the stuff that's been leaked and that we've seen via the emails over the past 2 weeks now.
Well, I agree, and I think that it's pretty heavy duty to say criminal referrals,
But of course, all this has to do with the ongoing investigations, and those investigations take time. It's much different, you know, as we know, in the court of public opinion and so forth. But Mr. Durham's job, I don't envy him his job at all, because he's got to be incredibly precise, and it will take time. So whether or not it's even before the election, I think that's anybody's guess.
And remember, Senator Lindsey Graham is investigating all of this, too, in particular General Flynn and Carter Page and the Russiagate thing. There could be criminal referrals coming out of that, too.
Well, that's right. And you know what I think the big difference is, Captain, in this particular iteration now of the Russia hoax aftermath here, and that is when the Democrats and many in the media were trying to perpetuate the Russia hoax of all these things going on, and which led to the Mueller investigation after Comey got the stuff leaked and whatnot. There was no real critical mass in the country, in the sense that the American people just wanted to, you know, do something for president or get him out of office, that kind of thing. But in this case, though, Captain, when we're starting to hear these facts and these kinds of very, very horrific things, I think there will be the beginnings of a real critical mass building in the country, and that will help to drive this as well. Because the American people are fed up with the Russia hoax.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, Kyle, is that there is a patchwork restart, and that's what I'm going to call it, a patchwork restart, for parts of New York State that's starting up right now. For example, Central New York is still not able to start up the way their neighbors around them are over in the Finger Lakes west towards Buffalo and down in the Southern Tier for whatever reason. But there at least some sort of movement in New York, and several other U.S. states are reopening little by little over the weekend and this coming week, Monday.
Well, that's right, and I think Memorial Day is supposed to be, I think, a big day for beaches in New York, because right now a lot of people, I think, have to go over to the Jersey Shore if they want to actually go to the beach, as I understand. It could be very disparate, but I think, Captain, that perhaps even the politicians are starting to get the message that the people, even in their blue states, they want to be able to get out and about, and they want to start reopening instead of just sort of sitting at home and watching press conferences.
Yeah, and I want to say good morning to Sue the Dispatcher, who's just chimed in here. So hello to Sue the Dispatcher. Now, the other thing is religious leaders, the church leaders, have definitely been, pretty much stopped in their tracks in a lot of states because of not being able to have church services and whatnot. But they said the virus guidelines now that they're going to have to operate under pretty much brand the Sunday service a mostly dead hour because they can't have the people in the church that they really want to have, you know, in terms of numbers. They got to be 6 feet apart. You can have families sit together, but then they can't be more than 10 and all these other things. And I guess the best thing is just to have an outdoor church service and have everybody 6 feet apart.
Well, that could very well be. I know that so many churches, local churches and so forth, they have converted a lot to the video streaming for Sunday morning services. And that's a great thing. I think it's kept a lot going, but it's not going to be the ultimate solution. The ultimate solution is to get people back at church so they can congregate together. But you're right, Captain. It's almost as if, you know, if the feeling, I think, out there is that, well, if we can't keep them from going to church, we'll make it as unfun as possible, you know, with all these restrictions. But I think you'll find that people are going to be very resilient in this. They will deal with those restrictions, at least for the time being, so that they can gather together. But it does seem kind of ironic, and I know I've said this a lot, but if we can all go to the hardware store and be pretty close to one another, but you can't go to church. I mean, people out there, Captain, are saying none of that makes sense. It doesn't add up.
No. Now, here's something else. This weekend, there's some sports that starts up again. NASCAR is going to be on the air Sunday. The announcers are not going to be at the Darlington Speedway. They're going to be at the studio, I guess, in Atlanta or Charlotte, wherever. But they're going to be in the studio broadcasting, and they're going to have the teams have cut themselves down by about six members to the team. And they've got the teams spread out a little bit, so the pits aren't apparently as close as what they have been before. We'll have to wait to see how that works out. But also, the NFL teams were told they can reopen their training facilities on Tuesday to get ready for the upcoming season because their season probably won't be affected in terms of games and dates and times with certain provisions, of course. And then our governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, welcomed the pro sports teams to get started again. He said, hey, we welcome all the professional teams to come down here and do their training, do whatever they want, and start their schedules back up, start their events back up. Of course, there will be restrictions because you're not going to be able to put a whole bunch of folks in the stand, but we'll see how that all works out. So things are starting to move upward.
Well, they certainly are. And also, Captain, this next phase is going to be driven with facts in the sense that people are going to see what happens in Florida. They're going to see what's happening in some of these other states that are beginning to open up. They're going to see that it's not the end of the world. It's not Armageddon. It's not another big problem. If done correctly, people are willing to go back out, basically. And I think you're going to see that some of these governors in some of these big blue states are going to be sitting there going, well, okay, well, it's not bad, you know, and they're going to, I think, have to begin to respond to the people a little more quickly. But yeah, it's great to see what's going on in Florida, and of course we hope everybody is safe and that there are no other breakouts or any of these kinds of things, because literally people not only want to get back to watching sports and getting involved and doing those fun things, but they want to get back to work too.
Well, speaking of getting back to work, Al just told us in Nebraska he's going back to work on Monday.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great.
So his company's opening back up again because they had closed down because of the scare to, up there in their part of the country. All right, Michigan. We all know about Michigan. We all know about the Governor Whitmer. Apparently, a Michigan judge is now listening and will be deciding on the latest clash over the stay-at-home orders that she turned around and she added to the mix. People had to stay at home because they were getting out on the street and there were protests, and she doesn't like those protests, even though the numbers in Michigan are going down.
Even though they're going down. And, you know, Captain, I think you and I are on the same page. You know, we don't want anybody to be in danger. We don't want anybody to get sick. We don't any of those kinds of things. But the governor of Michigan also has to understand that, you know, people are going to come out and they're going to make their voice heard.
Yep.
And they are going to do that under the circumstances that she created. Again, the people in Michigan, just like anywhere else, they want to feel as though they're partners in this fight against the virus and not like children who are being told by an angry parent, stay in your homes and never come out because I said so.
Right.
They just don't accept that.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. And don't forget, you can always give us a call at 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. 877-969-8600. And hello to all our weekend affiliates all around the country, wherever you're at, however you're listening to us. Thank you very much for tuning in. Shall return right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly 3 decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She can come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, our friend Wayne Allyn Root happens to be in the middle of a reopen Las Vegas movement right now. He and the mayor of Las Vegas are trying to get Las Vegas opened up to where they can go back gambling and whatnot. Now, there is a proposal, ladies and gentlemen, to start online gambling to make it even more viable and to get it out on the internet, more so than what you've seen it at right now, to get the slot machines off out of the casinos, if you will, where they got to keep them sanitized and just do it at home on your internet, which I'm not too sure about that. There's rules that have been tossed in there. They'd have to do a lot of switching around and changing around. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, I forgot to mention this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled GEICO.com. Geico Insurance, GEICO.com. Go over there and see if they can save you some money. Go to the website, put in your zip code, tell them what you're driving, and they should be able to save you some money as well as on your homeowners and renters policy. Okay, well, what do you think about that idea? The casinos are talking about going online and getting rid of the slot machines now.
Well, it is an interesting idea. A lot of this is being driven by practicality right now, in the absence of any real clear way forward, where we don't have a vaccine yet. I've seen a lot of reports on casinos where they're putting up the barriers in order to play at the craps tables, or putting up barriers to play blackjack or this kind of stuff. And also because cash and coins are dirty, essentially. So that's one of the things. Part of the reason.
But what's the big thing about slot machines when you sit down to play? Aren't they like machine to machine?
That's right. Usually you're sitting almost shoulder to shoulder.
Now they would have to take a whole bunch of them out and keep them 6 foot apart, according to the CDC guidelines, which means people would be scattered out 6 foot. You would lose, in that 6 foot, you'd probably lose two slot machines.
That's exactly right. And so that's two less people playing those machines.
And,
And so just like at a restaurant, if you go to 50% or 25% capacity, that's down on revenue. That's just not going, it's not going to work in the long run.
And this is what brought up the thing about the Internet and doing the online casino gambling, just like regular gambling online, because they were going to lose seats and slot machines in the casinos, and they just would go bigger with their online effort to get people to gamble that way.
Well, exactly. But, of course, at Las Vegas, one of the big parts of the experience is to go there, see the buffets, and just there's people everywhere and things are happening.
Okay.
That's how they're going to have trouble keeping that going.
All right, and I got to say good morning to Debbie in Arizona, because she just popped in there in the chat room and said hello to us, and she said the casinos in Arizona open today.
Oh, exactly. That's great.
Well, it's great for those that have to go to the casinos. You know, the only thing that we ever, when my wife was alive, the only thing that we ever really did at the casino was they had those tremendous buffets. And now the buffets are gone, too, because they can't do that.
Because they can't do that. I know. And, again, that's what I'm saying. This is part of the Las Vegas or casino experience, as it were. And so they're going to have to adapt. But if we get a vaccine, that's going to render a lot of this, they can undo a lot of it at that point to some degree.
Now, let's talk about the House, because today the Democratic-controlled House, a Democratic-controlled House under Nancy Pelosi, she had a little trouble trying to rein in all of her little cronies. 14 of the Dems went over and voted against her and the $3 trillion Heroes Act, if you will. And the House voted themselves in a nice little proxy voting process during the coronavirus crisis, where they can actually vote from home, and one person can actually represent 10 other people with their votes.
Wouldn't that something? That's going to make it easier.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that'll make it easier for Nancy Pelosi, I guess, to wrangle the votes to do all the stuff that they just want to decree and do. But we'll see how that works out. But you did mention, Captain, the 14 Democrats that voted against it. And it wasn't all because of one reason. You know, some thought that this new bill that was not done in a bipartisan way, by the way. I think that's so important to point out. Not like the other bills that had some of bipartisanship, but this was totally from the Dems, and some thought it was too big, others thought it wasn't big enough, and so Nancy Pelosi had her hands full with that.
Well, just think about this for a minute. One person can actually vote on behalf of 10 other colleagues if they've given written letters authorizing them to do so.
Yep.
So one person carries the weight of 10 votes.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that if I was a member in Congress. I think part of being a member of Congress is to cast the vote.
Yeah.
And you could change your mind up until the very last, right? Depending on things that were changing, parts of the bill, some other argument that you didn't consider a certain way, how your constituency might come in and at the last minute and give you a guidance, that kind of thing. So yeah, I don't think people should give up their vote to somebody else, they can push through whatever they want.
Now, there's a lot of fake news and a lot of misrepresented news going on right now about the Flynn case, and they're trying to get people mad and upset because they realize that the country's behind General Flynn, not the other way around. Any rational poll that's out there, the polls, including the ones with the military, which they don't even mention about those, they support General Flynn. They all believe the same thing, that he was railroaded, he was hung out to dry. The Democrats had a mission, and we all understand what it was. Flynn knew where the bodies were buried. He knew where the skeletons were, and the Democrats were scared to death that he was going to get to the bottom of all that. But in the meantime, you've got Judge Sullivan, you've got his appointee, Judge Gleason, retired Judge Gleason, who are going to tag team, if you will, or attempt to anyway, and get all the information they can, including members from the former law firm that represented General Flynn. He never should have gotten them to begin with. It was Eric Holder's law firm, remember?
Right.
Never should have gotten that to begin with. And the thing that's going on right now is Trey Gowdy hit the nail right on the head. He asked the FBI how the Flynn leak probe was going. And, oh, by the way, where's the 302?
That's a good question. See, these are the things that we'd like to be able to see.
You don't just lose a legal document, a 302, a report. You just don't lose one of those.
Well, that's right. You just don't lose it unless you're trying to make sure that it never sees the light of day.
Well, we've got Dan the Man on the line, and we've got about 90 seconds here, so here we go. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, Professor Emeritus, go for it.
I wouldn't think the person that would be controlling 10 votes would be a minion of Nancy Pelosi.
Of course.
But how would you like to be at home and that person cast your vote, and it is just... You just put your career on the line for somebody doing something that you should have been doing yourself, especially if they vote against your wishes. And with this woman, anything's possible. So that was like my two cents to that. I've never heard. It's never been done.
It's never been done before, ever.
Mm-hmm. Ever, yeah, by proxy. The House is a different kettle of fish than the Senate. But, I don't know anybody that would have anybody but themselves casting the vote simply because of re-election, because if they vote the opposite way, it would be like you voting against your constituency, and I just don't see how you'd want to do that and put yourself in jeopardy at time of election.
Yeah.
Re-election.
Yeah.
So that was it. And as far as Flynn goes, he's going to get out of it. This is going to go to the Supreme Court. They're going to rely on the Fokker case from the D.C. Circuit. And everybody says they're similar. No, they're not. They're just the opposite. This guy's going to walk. And he should have walked last week.
That's right.
But they're just making
it more expensive and more tedious.
And they politicize the courts to the point now. Now you can see why when they say – everything revolves around politics in Washington.
All right, we gotta go. We're coming up on the break, but thanks a lot, Dan.
Okay.
All right.
You guys have a good weekend.
Yep, we will. Okay, and Kyle, one final little thing. The former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who recused himself from all of this, said that leaking Flynn's unmasked name was an absolute crime. And, oh, by the way, whoever leaked it to the press, if they can find out who that individual was, could be punished with a jail term of up to 10 years and a fine of up to $50,000. Whoever leaked this information to the press.
That's right. It is a 10-year felony for sure, and that's
up to ten years.
But see, this is what the American people—they will back that. They want fairness in these things, and they are. I think they will be outraged when they find out who it is.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and there is some very interesting weather again tonight out there. I'm telling you, Dan. I forgot to ask Dan, but there's some real heavy fog up there in Indiana right now. Now, real heavy fog. Indianapolis, it looks like you've got a lot of fog in that your area right now. But I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Oops. Wasn't supposed to do that, folks. Oh, well, let's see if we can. That's really a good song. But anyway, Kyle, I'm going to bring you back into this. That's just the fortunes of live radio and what happens when something doesn't want to play, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, but you're right. That is a cool song, and I heard it earlier as well, and that's That's really something.
Yeah, yeah, and it's on my Facebook page if you want to go watch it there. But for some reason, it didn't want to play, so we're not going to worry about it. Now, that being said, let's get to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and your Flying J Truck Stop, your largest truck stops in the country right now. I'm going to go right up to California, Kyle, because I just noticed when I was looking at Reno, which, by the way, we got to talk about Reno and Tonopah and that area of Nevada, they had a 6.5 magnitude earthquake yesterday. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah, 6.5 magnitude, and that's north of Las Vegas, and it's sort of in the middle as you go between Las Vegas and Reno, and it struck at 4:30 a.m. In the morning, we understand. And 6.5 is significant. If it was closer to where I am, here in Southern California, we would have felt it pretty significantly. So it's definitely nothing to sneeze at. In fact, it broke up the road in one of the places.
395 north of Reno.
That's right. And mm-hmm. So it's something that it was significant enough. I think they had to close the road for a time.
Yeah, and for you folks up there in Reno, as if you want to talk about adding insult to injury, there is a winter storm watch, which is going to make travel difficult above 6,000 feet. And it's going to be bringing 3 to 8 inches of snow. And in the higher elevations, which could mean Donner, you could get as much as a foot of snow. East of Sacramento and east of Modesto, right along the Nevada California line in the Sierra Nevada Mountains and up towards Redding, to the east of Redding as well. So this is going to be, the timing on this is going to be late Sunday night through Monday evening. It's going to make difficulty, traveling difficult, and you might have to have chains in some of the higher elevations going up over the top, but that's winter is still around in California.
It sure is, and that's up in Northern California.
Yep.
I'm here in Southern California. We're still looking at pretty mild temperatures as we move through the next few days. But you're right. They've got rain coming in Sunday through Monday there.
Yeah, well, that's not rain up there in the higher elevations. That is going to be snow and lots of it, it looks like. Now, you've got some wind tonight in Reno and across central Nevada. You've got some wind north of Las Vegas. You've got a fire threat in Utah right when you come into Utah on I-15 before you get towards Ogden. And in Arizona right now, we have got a fog around Phoenix over towards Tucson along I-10 and up in the higher elevations, so be advised of that. Up in Wyoming, we've got some rain showers all across the western part of Wyoming. Idaho, there is a frost warning around Idaho Falls tonight. And up in the western part of Montana and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and up in, let's see, that's up in Spokane, Washington, and over towards Wenatchee, you've got rain up in that area, too. Now, Kyle, we've had some really bad weather going on down in Texas from Laredo all the way up towards Houston, and we still have some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. There were reported funnel clouds seen. I didn't hear about any tornadoes. But fact of the matter is, the weather was really getting bad along that area, along the Gulf right there, all the way from Laredo over to the Gulf, and then all the way up to Houston.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. As we travel along through Texas there, starting at Laredo, we've still got those severe thunderstorm warnings. As also, as you go up past Corpus Christi and all, as you said, all the way up through Houston. And when you get to Houston, you've got some flash flood watches there as well.
Yeah. Now, folks, strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall are also expected for parts of the plains in the Mississippi Valley as that system's going to move east. There is some rain in southern Oklahoma and up north of Wichita Falls, Texas, and some rain in the southeastern corner of Kansas, over in the western side along I-44 of Missouri, from about Joplin all the way over towards Springfield, and maybe a little bit further east. In addition, tonight we have heavy, dense fog. If you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, going up and down I-65, if you're going across I-70, if you're coming across I-80 or I-90, you're going to be in it all the way over, into Ohio and across through Cleveland and Columbus. Some very thick fog right now. Matter of fact, just as I said that, the weather changed, so there's nothing going on in Indiana right now. It's moved over to the east, as well as some rain. There's some rain in there along the lake.
Exactly right. Yeah, but that fog, Captain, is not fun to drive in at all.
And then, for our listeners down there in the Caribbean, listening to us on Radio 1, AM 1000, the broad area of low pressure located near the southeast coast of Florida continues to produce disorganized shower activity and gusty winds, some as high as 40, 45 miles an hour, with portions of southern Florida and the southwestern Bahamas and northwestern Bahamas currently going to be getting a lot of that weather over the next day or two or maybe three, because the storm is not moving all that fast. It is developing. There is another Hurricane Hunter that's going to make a trip through there today, but it has started to intensify. It's getting a little bit more organized. This storm, if it does become a tropical storm or subtropical storm, as the case may be, it'll be named Arthur. And the chance of precipitation of formation is at 80% right now. And Kyle, I want to go to the phone line real quick and take a caller. Okay, 60 seconds with Todd. You want to outdo us on the storm over there?
No, I want to get down to business and say God bless you, and I want everyone to be safe and put their faith in Jesus Christ. But I want to talk about Donald Trump, Donald the election. Go to Pennsylvania. Go to these states that won. Michigan. Remember we went to Michigan almost midnight over there. It was a sellout crowd. Okay? Go to these states and tell these governors they don't have the right to keep people at home. Stand up for the Constitution. Stand up for the Bill of Rights. Stand up for what we told to make America great is all about. Okay? Got 63 million people who busted their tail to get you elected. A no-name out of nowhere who never ran for anything and
all
got
right.
You elected. Let's get to work here and let's get the House and let's get the Senate. We got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay. And we've got some information here right now. Remember the pastor here in Tampa who got into some trouble with the sheriff for holding services during the stay-at-home order?
Was that Rodney Howard Brown, I think?
Yeah. Well, officially all the charges against him have been dropped. And he's apparently going to be, and this was officially, this was done. This was done yesterday. Okay. Yeah. The official, the office of the Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren filed notice that Friday that he will not pursue the case against Pastor. Rodney, well, they're calling it Pastor Tampa. His name is Rodney Howard Brown of the River Church over in Brandon. And that's, you know, a good thing because, again, you know, I think you were the one that made the reference to me that you could go to buy marijuana, you could go to a massage. What was the other place? It was something other, but anyway, you could do things that didn't make any sense, but you couldn't go to church.
Well, that's right. Yeah, or you could go to the hardware store and just hang out, you know, and do stuff and look at all the merchandise and be in pretty close proximity to other people. Somehow that's an essential thing, but yet churches in general have been denoted as non-essential. I think that's what's getting people.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, and we got a lot more to talk about. You know, this storm down there, you folks in the Caribbean listening to us and our affiliate down there, pay attention. This is going to develop into something, so pay attention. It won't be a hurricane, but it will certainly be a real wet weekend for everybody in South Florida. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem.
pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.